Ralph, Whitey, Jimmy. It's RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
23 past 7 on a Monday morning. Looks like a decent day in Melbourne town as well. I reckon it's been a decent week if you're a North Melbourne supporter. And Cameron Joyce is the list manager of the Kangas. Needs a pay rise, as far as I'm concerned. Joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Cam.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. Have you put in for a pay rise just yet, or are you waiting a couple of days?
No, I'm certainly not. Certainly not. No, our list manager, Michael McMahon, and his recruiting staff have done a great job thus far. So, he's probably more the one that's going to ask me for a pay rise, I think.
So. Has it gone up to plan, or have you been able to get a few bonuses through the week so far, with 3 days to go?
I think it's probably even potentially maybe exceeded what we thought potentially. So, once things sort of happened with Andrew Gaff making his decision, then we sort of, I suppose, diverted to plan B a little bit. Being able to get a couple of really quality midfielders in Jared Pollock and Dom Tyson, but also adding a running defender, which was a real need of ours in Jasper Pittard, has been really good.
Are you done, Cameron? You mentioned that some midfielder, some run, obviously Pittard, a running halfback type. But was that the need you identified and went after it?
Yeah, definitely. Look, we're keen to also bring Aaron Hall in over the next 3 days. So we've been in discussions with Gold Coast over the last few weeks. So we think we'll be able to get that done as well. And he also had some real speed and ability to get out of the contest, from the inside out. And obviously he's a really good kick of the footy too. So, we're keen to bring him in to complement, the players that we've already got on our list.
Cam, the Dom Tyson one was really interesting because it sort of emerged very quickly after Melbourne's season that he might have been looking for an opportunity elsewhere. When did he get on your radar?
Oh, look, we always had some interest in Dom and was sort of following it closely, where he was at with Melbourne. And then the opportunity came up we really went hard there to see if we could, acquire Dom. And he obviously had interest from others. So we were really pleased that he wanted to come and play with our footy club.
Did the interest and, I guess, the hardness you went after him become more evident once Big Braden Pruce picked Melbourne?
Yeah, it's sort of all stars aligned a little bit there because it's always easier to facilitate a trade when the club, certainly another club, wants one of your players and you want one of theirs. So it sort of made it a little bit easier to facilitate a trade and a deal.
That's one of those deals, Jimmy, just don't sign quick enough, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Are you serious? Let's do it. Let's do it now.
Yeah, nice swap, mate. Cameron, we always talk about, the domino that goes on in trade and free agency. Do you get that sense when you're sitting in those little corporate suites and sharing the, the tuna sandwiches with other clubs that you're all waiting on someone else's deal?
A little bit. I think it's probably more prevalent for those that have got the, that are in the really big, into the really big names. So, the ones that are, you're going to talk about it through today, through Wednesday, in terms of the Shields and the Dylan Shield and May and the Hogans and Neils and those sort of guys that, there's a fair bit that plays on those because they're at such a high level. They're at a high level in terms of a trade value, but they're also at a high level in terms of salary. So that adjusts your TPP accordingly, but also too depends on, do you have to get a player out to get a player in because of that? And then, what are the machinations for your own footy club? So, it's certainly at that level. For us, it probably hasn't fazed us as much because I think we've been reasonably separate in terms of those deals. So, but I understand exactly what you mean. If you're in those ones or on the edges of it, then it certainly does affect you.
Now, one of the challenges for people in your position, as well as the other staff at the footy clubs through the trade period, is to give yourself the best possible position in the draft as well coming up. That's part of your mantra. You bring in players, but you've got to position yourself as best you can for the draft as well. And you're in an interesting position, Cam, because you've got Tarryn Thomas, who's an NGA kid who you get points for, and then you've got Bailey Scott, who's nominated the Kangaroos under a father-son situation. How difficult and delicate is the managing of what you have access to points-wise while you're doing all this trading of players?
Yeah, well, sort of when you think about some of those players you've mentioned, and you know Bailey last week indicated that he was keen to come and play with us. That you know if you're also trying to, you're almost trying to trade in a sense for those players as well during the period. So so really, what you're doing is giving yourself enough wriggle room, I suppose, in terms of points and picks and that sort of stuff, that you know you don't wake up and you know 22nd of November and get a shock. So
when the Andrew Gaff news came through, which obviously wasn't the news you were hoping, what take us into the footy club in regards to morale in that situation? Was it, did you have to, you know, a couple of hours or a day or so to sort of pick yourselves back up, or was it very much you had to be philosophical the whole way through that process?
Oh, look, probably because we've done it, you know, we've been there before. You know, we weren't getting our hopes up by any means, but knew we were right there, knowing that it went so far. I think one of the best things for us is that it was actually probably hours before the trade period started. Like it was the previous day on the Sunday. So to be honest, if it had been at the end of the home away season or during the finals, I probably would have been shattered for a few weeks. But I think in terms of being able to get back on the horse quickly, like there was no alternative.
Yep.
So the next day we're literally in at the club at 7:30, 8 o'clock. You know, walking over to Etihad at 9:30, meeting clubs at 10 o'clock. So it was sort of, you know, you're back on the horse and you know, you move on. And as I said, you know, we had our sort of plan A's and B's, and you know, thus far we've been able to execute on that.
Now, I'll put up front that I think it's fantastic the way you guys the last couple of years have been so aggressive in trying to get big names in and been quite public about it. But because it hasn't been successful in getting that really big name, you've had some really good wins along the way with Higgins and Waite, etc. Do you have to potentially look at changing that tactic, or are you comfortable to be public and be bold and brazen as you have been in the past?
We certainly probably wouldn't, would like it not to be as public, to be honest. But that's the nature of the beast sometimes, and you know how it all unfolds. But we'll still continue to be aggressive in, pardon me, in trying to attract the best players that we can to North Melbourne and the best staff and you know across the board. So. No, we'll continue to go down that path. I think there's always a balance, you know, because there's only, you know, even if you're fortunate to get one, you know, top line player in the competition, it's not like you can fit four or five in. So, yeah. I think there's no doubt there's a balance to it, and there's also too the retention of your own players too that gets forgotten during this period because it's all about obviously obtaining players from other clubs. So.
Well, the job's not done yet. You've got a few days to go, and we know you've got work to do today, so we appreciate your time, Cam, but I think Kanga supporters sit there very comfortably with what the work has been done behind the scenes to get to the position you are in at the moment. Good luck for the remaining 3 days.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Cameron Joyce, the list manager at the Kangaroos. Pittard, Pollock, Tyson, Hall will come in. Taryn Thomas, Bailey Scott, some elite young talent as well. They've positioned themselves beautifully.
Yeah, I want